Hello, this is Holly, and having fun tonight introducing our new theme for April, to choose a first line from a poem or novel of your choice and use it as the first line of a new poem. So here's my example, very quickly worded and posted. Two-line stanzas, rhyming stanzas, and close to the same beat or number of syllables. With work, I would tweak this down to try and have it be more accurate, but as I read it, I will try to keep each line, the pairs of lines, at approximately the same length for each line of the pair. I hope that makes sense. So the first stanza that I wrote uses the line, "An old man sat beneath a tree." So if you count syllables, you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. An old man sat is 4. Beneath a tree, 4 more. Gazing, quiz would be 4 more. Kali, out to, would be the 8. C would make 9, but quizzically, quizzically, is more often pronounced quizzically, as if it were 3 syllables. So it sounds like a match. An old man sat beneath a tree, gazing quizzically out to sea. Behind him marched 41 ants. 33 would file into his pants. Up he would jump, scared out of his wits, yelling, "What have you done to me, you twits?" Then, embarrassed, he'd sit back down, gazing once again, but this time with a frown. I hope to continue this with a few more humorous stanzas. I hope you enjoy it, and maybe you'll suggest another stanza or write your own "An Old Man Sat Beneath a Tree" poem. The poems can be sad, can be provocative, can be humorous, can be simple, can be complicated, can be complex. Poetry can be many things. I chose to rhyme this time, but poems do not have to rhyme. So I hope to hear and see some of your poetry soon. Bye for now.